worthy indeed of our praise, worthy of our honor, worthy of our adoration. Praise God. Praise God. So we are here on this first Sunday of 2022. In the land of the living, not by our good merit or the good things that we have done, but simply by the grace of God. The realization that as He has given us one more day, it is an opportunity for you and for me to live fully devoted lives to Him. Amen. It is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Don't turn there. Where the Apostle Paul makes that profound statement that helps you and me. He says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. It is the reminder that your life, my life, does not belong to me, but that you and I have been redeemed, purchased, bought with a price. And that is with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And as we enter into 2022, I want you and I to make some adjustments in the way we think, in the way we act, so that all of the days that are given to us will be dedicated unto Him for His good pleasure. Amen. And so as we enter our time together during this month, we are going to be talking specifically about some things to help you and I become more focused in that area. You know, people spend a lot of time preparing for the Christmas holiday. They spend time in stores shopping among crowded folks. Let me be honest. I would expect then that if they spent time shopping among crowded folks, that the house would have been packed today. I would have expected that if God enabled the individual to have strength in their body, money in their pocket, to be able to go out and browse around with folk they didn't know, to purchase stuff that won't last, that they would have, having made it through 2021, been standing at the door, ready for the door to be unlocked so that they could come in and worship the living God. But unfortunately, that isn't the case. But that's okay. God is faithful. And it is our prayer that hearts will be turned to give God the same kind of attitude, the same type of effort that we give to things that are much less meaningless than what we do. Amen? It's been bowl week for those of you that like football. And I have been watching some of the games. And I have seen the stadiums filled with people who have spent money to watch a few hours of entertainment. Some will go home upset, while others will go home excited that their team won. But when it's all said and done, all of that effort is of no eternal value. It's just the thing that brings pleasure and that allows us to enjoy the benefits of living in this place. You would think that if we could invest time and energy in things like that, that the one who gives us life, the one who wakes us up, the one who allows us to breathe fresh air, the one who keeps us from hurt, harm, and danger would be deserving of the utmost honor and of both our time and, dare I not say, our money. But as you and I know, it seems like in these days, in these last days, that folks are more drawn to those things of little value than they are to the things of lasting value. Brothers and sisters, as you and I enter into 2022, I want to make sure that I, for one, you for another, do not be caught up in all of the hubbub of what goes on around us, and that we make sure that we understand that we are first and foremost fully committed to the Lord God, our Savior and Redeemer. Amen. And it doesn't just happen, okay? It is not that one just says, that's what I'm going to do, and all of a sudden it begins to happen. In the same way that it took effort preparing for Christmas, in the same way that it took effort preparing for your New Year's celebration, whatever it might have been, it's going to take effort for you to prepare to give yourself fully unto the Lord. And so I'm wanting to talk today about consecration. I'm wanting to talk today about you and I becoming fit for the assignment. I want us to become fit for the assignment. And there are a few places that I want to go just to kind of reiterate for you and me the significance and the importance of this. Matthew chapter 7. The words of Jesus are recorded. Nearing the end of what is known as the Sermon on the Mount. You're familiar with it because it begins with those Beatitudes, what you ought to be like. It covers in that much territory and ground. And as he comes to a close, in verse 24 of chapter 7, these words are recorded. He says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundations on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Jesus has just proclaimed, spoke, preached the living word of God. Then he said to the people, therefore, everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice. It's twofold. You've got to hear it. Then you have to put it into practice. And he said, if you do that, you will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So the rain came. Note, it is not if the rain comes. It's the rain came. An indication that in this world, you and I are going to have trouble in this world. You and I are going to have challenges in this world. It's not going to be perfect because you have an adversary, an enemy that wars against you in the very nature of this life says that you and I will have trouble. So he says, when the rain came, or when it comes in your circumstance, when it comes in my circumstance, if you and I will build our lives up on the very words of Jesus Christ, he says that yes, the rain will come. Yes, the streams will rise. Yes, the winds will blow against you, but you will not fall because you have been built on the foundation of the rock. And the rock is Jesus. Amen. The rock is Jesus. So he's saying that you've got to first hear his words, and then you've got to put them into practice. And so it is not just a me saying I'm going to do a certain thing. It is actually me having to hear God's word, and then me going through the extreme effort of putting God's word into practice. You and I know that putting God's word into practice in this climate can be a challenge. You and I know that you, as we enter into 2022, we are closer to the return of Christ than we've ever been before. The groans of the earth are louder than they've ever been before. You have in one places where things are going on, weather conditions that are going on that seem to be unexplainable because the earth is groaning and longing for the return of Jesus Christ. You have for you and me, not just for us, but all across the world, we've had a virus that has moved through this world. And that has impacted everything that we do. It has impacted everything. Drive by a car lot, and what you see is that most of them these days on the new side are pretty much empty. Why? Because it has impacted everything. It is an indication that you and I are closer to the return of Christ than we've ever been before. Listen to the news. Listen to the radio. Watch whatever communication or social media or platform that you choose. And what you will hear is that we are closer to the return of Christ than we've ever been before. Because it seems like everybody wants to do what is right in their own opinions. You have folks who are changing the definitions that God has established, folks who are taking who God is and putting him on the bottom shelf, and now he does not have the authority to rule, not just in the world, but here's the unfortunate part, in so-called believers' lives. That you and I are watching people embrace the standards of the world and try to make them fit into the kingdom of God. And God has said, no, I've called you out of the world to be representatives for my kingdom. Therefore, you cannot have the same set of practices that the world has. You cannot build your life on the same things that the world builds their life on. But you've got to build your life up on who I am, upon who I said I am, and watch me do what I said I will do. Now is the time for you and I to make sure that we are built up and ready for the next wave. Because if we are closer than we've ever been before, that means that things are not going to get easier. They're going to get tougher. If we are closer than we've ever been before, that means that the enemy is pressing in harder than he has ever done before. And it's not just when you look at the systems that are working, but don't you know that with each year that is added to your life, you are closer to fulfilling your commitment. You're closer to fulfilling your task that God has given you. And the closer you get to fulfilling your task, the more the enemy presses against you, because it is not his desire that you would finish strong. So as we prepare to enter into 2022, we need to make preparation so that you and I have a right mindset. Amen. So that you and I are fit for the assignment that we've been given. Amen. And here's what you need to know, is that your assignment may be different than my assignment, but it is an assignment that comes from us, or to us, from God. And he's saying, for each one of us, whatever your assignment is, you need to then be fit and ready for your assignment. Amen? And I want to suggest to us that the first place that we start, again, is with consecration. Consecrating is the idea of setting aside time to become focused upon who God is and what God is saying to you and to me. It is a time to remind yourself of who you are and to receive clarity about what he wants to do with you. It is the time that you set aside in the presence of God so that he can speak specifically to you, so that you understand what your role is in the days to come. I want to encourage you, don't dare set any New Year's goals. Don't dare set any New Year's resolutions until you've actually set aside time to sit before God in a consecrated posture so that you can hear and receive. I don't want you to take your plans to God. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. Everybody wants to take their plan. They want to take their idea to God. Here's what I want to do, God, with my life. Here's, God, what I want to do. And now, God, will you, that I've laid it before you, now will you bless it? Therein lies the problem. We're too busy bringing to God what we want to do and not receiving from God what he has designed us to do. You and I have been uniquely made. God has purposed us. God has put us in this place and in this time for a specific reason. And you and I then need to tune in to him to be able to hear what he has said about how he created us and what he wants us to do. And I believe that part of that process includes consecration. If you want 2022 to be a prosperous year, Happy New Year. You know how we say Happy New Year? May your year be prosperous. If you want it to be a prosperous year, you need to make sure that you and I, we need to make sure that we reserve time to sit before the Lord and say, what is it that you would have of me? What is it that I need to get rid of? What is it that I need to cut off and stop doing? What is it that is hindering me from allowing you to have full access to all of me? We need to take time and sit before him and allow him then to reorient us to our kingdom purpose. In Exodus chapter 19, I want you to read Exodus chapter 19 and 20. Later today and into the week. When Exodus chapter 19, it talks about when the children of Israel, under the leadership of Moses, appeared at Mount Sinai. It was the place where they were going to meet with God. God had delivered them from bondage in Egypt, had brought them through the Red Sea, and now had brought them to Mount Sinai, where it was his plan to meet with them. But before he met with them, he said to Moses, you need to have the people consecrate themselves. Before I show up, Moses, before I come down, Moses, and began to talk with them and give them my commands, Moses, I need you to make sure that they understand that this is going to be a special moment. And so I need you, Moses, to have them consecrate themselves. And so Moses, in obedience to God, went and told the people that you need to consecrate yourselves. He said that you need to wash your clothes. You need to get cleaned up. Brothers and sisters, I want to suggest to you and me that a part of the consecrating process is the washing and the cleaning. And can I say to you that you can't wash yourself? I'm not talking about go wash your clothes. Amen. Your clothes need to be washed, but I'm not talking about your clothes. Remember, you have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have put on righteousness. But don't you know that when you and I live in this world, we become stained, we become contaminated, we become distracted, we become confused. And what I'm saying to you and me is that we need to go sit down and take some time and wash before the Lord. Some folks like to use the word soak. You need to go soak before the Lord. It's a time where you have put aside everything else and your focus is all about you preparing to hear from God. Here's why this is important. It's because when you are consecrating, cleaning yourself up with a prep, with an expectation that you want to hear from God, you're acknowledging that when God shows up, that he is holy. That when God shows up, he deserves the utmost respect. You're acknowledging that when God shows up, that it is more than just a casual meeting. It is more than just a casual conversation, that instead is going to be something uniquely special that is going to have tremendous impact upon you. And so I'm suggesting that even though you and I hear from God on a regular basis, even though you and I have a chance to open up his word and to read his word on a regular basis, even though you and I pray on a regular basis, I'm suggesting that you and I set aside time that is dedicated to us sitting before God and just listening and hearing him. And as he brings things into your memory, as he brings things to your attention, that there is a willingness on your part to walk in obedience to what he reveals. That before God will ever speak to you at the level that we're talking about, that there needs to be some preparation on your part. And so it is you setting aside time to wash. Now, here's the important thing. You and I can only be washed and made clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so there is no such thing as approaching God without coming through the person of Jesus Christ. So in the middle of all that you're doing in this time of consecration, it has to do with a focus upon Jesus. And so what you do is you bring yourself before God and you say to him, "Here I am, Lord. I've come to you just as I am." And you don't hide anything about yourself from God. See, consecrating is not about you hiding yourself from God. It's about you preparing yourself to meet with God. And so you come and you say, "I'm not hiding anything from you." Why? Because what can you hide from God? Nothing. Just because he doesn't make mention of the thing that you think you're hiding doesn't mean that he is not aware of it. Just because he chooses not to expose it or bring it to light does not mean that he does not see it. But what he is waiting for is your trust. Do you trust him enough to take all of you and lay it before him and say, "Here I am"? With the understanding that when you trust him enough to take all of you and lay it before him, he has a way of taking your broken pieces and put them back together again. He has a way of taking the areas where you've been wounded and heal you. He has a way of taking that place where you misunderstood who you are, and he will give you new vision and help you to see who you are created in his image. but it requires honesty and truthfulness. Don't come before God pretentious, pretending that you are something that you're not. If you have not been faithful in your relationship with God, don't come trying to trick him. It won't work. Talk about being just completely transparent. I maintain a journal. And each day, I sit and I read the Word of God. And I jot down notes in my journal. It's a way of me dialoguing and hearing from God. What I've discovered is that many times when I write, I hear with a little bit more clarity than I do when I'm just sitting and thinking and pondering. But I have a problem. When I look in my journal, I discover that there are huge gaps in my dates. That it goes from 12-1, December 1st, 2020, to December 14th, 2020. That's almost 2 weeks. What has happened that there has been 2 weeks of no recorded dialogue and interaction with the Lord? And so in this period of consecration, I've got to come back and be honest with God. Even though I say that I love him with all my heart, even though I say I want to spend time with him, quality time, when I look at my journal, something somewhere is wrong. That's one of the problems with keeping a journal, because you can look back and you can see the truth about where you've been. I can understand why some people wouldn't want to do it. It's almost like a checkbook, right? You know, that's an old thing. A checkbook tells you where you spend your money. For those who write checks, it's like you don't want to know where you wasted all of your money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing with your bank statement. Your bank statement speaks to the fact that, oh, this is where I have been spending my resources. Does it line up with what I say is important to me? Now, In fairness, let me also help you. Even though there's a gap in my journal, in fairness, what it reflects is that the depth that is needed has not occurred. It's not that I have not been before God in that period of time. That's not what I'm saying. I have been before God. I have spent time in his word. I have spent time praying. But what the journal reveals to me is that the depth of that time spent is not what it could be. And in my time of consecration, because I'm wanting to hear from God, I've got to be honest to him and allow him to show me what's getting in the way. What he may say to me is that when I wake you up at 4 o'clock, stop hitting the snooze. That's what he might say. Stop turning over and go ahead and get up. What he might say is this. He might say, stop watching so much TV. You're saying that you don't have time for this and you don't have time for that, but you are able to consume hours and hours and hours of screen time? He might say you need to cut some things off. And the only way he's going to say this is if when I am before him, I am honest about what I desire and I'm willing to receive what he wants to give. Otherwise, God is not going to waste his time. Those who thirst and hunger after righteousness will be filled. And to thirst and hunger after righteousness is not just to talk about it, but it's actually you've got to make changes in order to get there. Amen? And what I'm talking about for you and me, in this spirit of consecration, we want to position ourselves in such a way that we are able to hear God's voice with pristine clarity as he speaks. And in order for us to do that, that means that we've got to quiet down everything else. That means we've got to step out of what has been normal and move into this arena, this place of where we are truly seeking to hear him. Why? Because don't you want to know how you need to order your days in 2022? Don't you want to know what's important to God for your life in 2022? Don't you want to know how he wants you spending your time, your energy, and your resources? Don't you want to know how he wants you to utilize the strength that he gives you in 2022? Lord, teach us to number our days aright so that we can honor you. Each one of us are given a new day. Here's the problem. We have finite resources and we have finite energy in that day. This time of consecration is for you and I to be realigned so that we are moving in the direction in which God is calling us, in which God has purposed us. Each one of us. Getting fit for our individual assignments. So we've got to allow time for him to reorient us so that the limited energy that we have is used properly. So that it's not wasted. So that even if I'm only good for 6 hours in the day, let me make sure that those 6 hours that I'm good for are utilized in the way that he has purposed. What that means is that sometimes you've got to say no to some things and to some people. But you don't know who to say no to or what to say no to if you have not heard from God. And so this time of consecration is a time for you and me to become aligned, realigned with God's purposes. Moses, God said to Moses, tell them to wash their clothes, to clean up exteriorly. And by the way, what that was this idea of you've got some practical stuff, some outside stuff that you need to do that is reflective of the internal thing that's going on. So even though the washing of their clothes was an external thing, what it was reflective of, they were really preparing their hearts to meet with God. He even said to them, listen, tell the people to abstain from sexual relations. It wasn't because God has a problem with sex. Amen. Because in the beginning, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And so it's not that he had a problem with that. What he was saying was, I need you to consecrate, devote yourself, your time, and your energy to getting ready to hear me. The Apostle Paul also follows that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. He says to a husband and wife, he says, listen, your body, does not belong to yourself. He says your body belongs to your spouse, to your mate, to husbands. He says your body belongs to your wives. To wives, he says your body belongs to your husbands. He says, but the only time you need to deprive yourselves is when you are fasting and praying. Then he says, even in that, make sure you only do it for a little while, because you need to come back together so that you are not tempted any way to sin in your body. And so what this is saying, when God says to Moses, have the people consecrate themselves, wash their clothes, abstain, he's saying for you and me that there are some things that we have to do to abstain from and to prepare for our time with him. So that means that you have to take an honest assessment of being able to settle into the presence of God without it being rushed. If you've ever taken a good bubble bath, you've ever had a good soak, you know that those don't occur in 5 minutes. Amen. If you're going to have a good soak, you've got to be there in some good hot water for a little bit of time. Amen. Amen. Likewise, if you're going to soak with God, 5 minutes won't do. It's going to take some time. Can I just go ahead and keep telling you? If you're going to soak, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to soak, I'm normally going to remove unnecessary clothing. Amen? Why? Because I'm going to spend time soaking. Listen, you can't get consecrated and soak on your drive to work. Amen. Amen. What I'm talking about in this time of consecration is that you are reserving time where you are like sitting before God with your heart and your mind tuned to him, to hear him. What that means is that, listen, those social media devices or those electronic devices that sometimes bring about distraction for us, leave it. Put it to the side. Go to a place where you are not going to be interrupted, so that it is time for you and you alone. You and you alone. That means that if you are married, your spouse is spending time soaking separately and individually from you, and you are spending time soaking. Why? Because it is an individual experience. You can't live on your spouse's relationship with God. You can do that for a while, but there's a time when God says, come on now. What about you? And so it is the idea that you are doing it separately. And yes, you do come together. And yes, you do share. And yes, you do pray together. But the idea is that you're making room for God to speak into your experience. Why? Because you're wanting God, you're wanting to understand God's call to you to make you ready for your assignment. If you're a husband, you're wanting to hear from God, how do I become a better husband? How do I love this woman like Christ loved the church? How do I love her differently than I loved her in 2021? How do I help her to become all that you called her to be? If you then are a wife, you're saying to God, how do I become the kind of wife that you want me to be, that loves, honors, and respects this man that you've given me? What is it inside of me that is getting in the way of the two of us becoming one? So help me. And then individually, as he speaks to you regarding your assignment, you then begin to implement the things that he has called you to do. But you can only do that after you've heard him. You can only hear him when you set aside dedicated time to hear him and to respond and to react to him. I'm wanting to suggest to you and me that as we start off 2022, that we do it setting aside time with the express intent of hearing God specifically for our lives. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. Hear him for yourself. It will help you. It will equip you and me to be able to discern between all the noise we're going to be hearing as folk talk about what we should be doing. And there are going to be plenty of people trying to tell us what's important for our individual lives in 2022. But you need to know that God has the blueprint for your life. You need to know that God has the time for your life. You need to know that God has the schedule for your life. You need to know that it is him who has plans for you, who has purposed you to do his will. And if you want to walk according to what he has said, you need to hear what he has to say. That can only happen when you set aside time. It is interesting that Jesus Christ, after he was baptized, came out of the water in the Spirit of the living God, drove him into the desert. It said so that he could be tempted of the devil. And he did it for 40 days and for 40 nights. Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying to you that we need to do 40 days and 40 nights. But I am saying that you and I need to consecrate. We need to set aside time where we are alone with God. When Jesus was out there, he was out there all by himself. And it was twofold. One, he was proving that the word that had been declared, where, you know, he came out of the water and the voice said, "This is my son whom I love." It was then he went out into the desert and as though the enemy has said, if you really are the Son of God, because if you go back and read those temptations, they're found in Luke 4, Matthew 4. If you go back, the devil kept saying, if you are the Son of God, then this is what you'll do. It was in that time that Jesus was preparing for that ministry that would come back to set you and me free. It was in that time of isolation that he heard very clearly the voice of God. It was in that time that he dedicated himself and said, I belong to you and to you alone. It was in that time that the direction for his life went forth, because he said, remember when he came back, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I have been anointed to preach the good news. Out of your time of consecration, what you will be able to do is walk forward with clarity to know that in the days to come, here is my assignment that God has given me. And when you are able to walk with clarity, you'll be able to ward off the distractions that come your way. So it's important for you and me to set aside time just to sit with him, to soak with him, to listen to him, and to make sure that we have made him the priority. I'll say this and then I will stop. When God came down at Mount Sinai and spoke to the people, and I encourage you, read in Exodus 19 and Exodus 20. When he came down and spoke to the people, his first declaration to them was to say, I am God. I am the Lord. And to say to them that you should have no other God before me. So his first order of business was to remind them of who he was, and to remind them of the place and position that he was to have in their lives. Brothers and sisters, when we come out of consecration, we'll be remembered, we'll be reminded of who God is. And it is my hope that we will have a kingdom orientation. Why? Because you and I are not of this world. We belong to him. We are of a different kingdom. And so we need to remind ourselves that the one that we serve, the one that we worship, he is the one who is robed in majesty. The one that we serve, the one that we are committed to, he is the one who has a throne that sits high above every other throne. He is the one who speaks. And when he speaks, what he has spoken must be performed. He is the one who sets the seasons and the times. You and I must be reminded that the God that we serve really is the King of glory. Because if you are reminded of that, those lesser things will become less of a problem to you. Because when you worship the God, when you're fully committed to the God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, you stop worrying about what you're going to eat because you know he can provide your meal. Amen. And so when you spend this time, God is going to help us see him in a better light, that we can be fully committed to him with our orientation toward the kingdom, so that you and I can walk in righteousness. So this week is a week of consecration. It's a week of setting aside time. And I'm going to help you. A minimum of 30 minutes each day. A minimum. A minimum of 30 minutes each day. Setting aside time before God just to worship and adore him and to lay yourself before him, saying, I am yours. And what you're wanting to see is if your declaration matches your behavior and action. If you are his, then are you living a life consecrated to him? Meaning that you understand that you are not your own, or does everything about you belong to you and you do what you want to do when you want to do it? It is a week of consecration whereby you are allowing him then to speak to you and to reorient you, and you come with a willingness to say of God, whatever you say cut off, I'll cut off. Whatever you say stop, I'll stop. Whatever you say start doing, I'll start doing. Why? Because I trust you. And because I acknowledge that you are the King, that you are the Lord, and that it is only in you can I truly experience fulfillment and satisfaction in this life that you have given me. So whatever you say to me, that's what I will do. So you set aside a minimum of 30 minutes where you are laying yourself before the Lord saying, here I am. And you come with an expectation that God is going to speak to you. That means that if you come with an expectation that God is going to speak to you, you need to be ready to write. When God speaks, you then begin to write. I know everybody is a little bit different in how we do it. However you capture significant moments in your life, however you capture truth in your life, capture it that way. If yours is writing it on a sticky and putting it up somewhere, that's fine. What you need to do is that you capture it, because what you and I know is that the enemy comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy. And what he wants to do is take what God has spoken to you. And one way he does that is he tries to confuse you by what you heard. Did I really hear that? Is that what God really said? And if you have it written down, if you have it recorded, you know that we can do that these days with these smart devices we have. We can actually take and make a recording of what we heard God say. And we can play it back. So that we know that, yep, this is what he said. This is why this is important, is because in the middle between you reaching what God wants you to reach, in the middle, there's going to be trouble. There are going to be storms. There are going to be challenges. And you need to know that you heard God speak a certain thing. Because when you cut off what God told you to cut off, you know, that thing that you really like, and it starts to pull on you, you're going to start saying, did I really hear God say cut that off? And the answer is yes, you did. No matter the craving, you did. Cut it off and don't go back. Don't go back. And so in this time of consecration, we're simply before God with the realization that he has the vision, the plan, the blueprint for our lives. And we are allowing him to speak to us, to give clarity to us, and to give us direction for how to move forward. Amen. Father, here we are before you. And how desperately, God, we need to hear from you. Unfortunately, Father, many of your people are wandering aimlessly without direction. Unfortunately, Father, many of your people are feeling as though, Lord, their lives don't matter. They're not as significant as others. But Father, I'm so thankful that you don't make mistakes. I'm so thankful, God, that, Lord, what you began, you also finish. And I'm so thankful, God, that, Lord, we can rest, Lord, in your purpose for our lives. Regardless of what others might be saying. Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you. Not looking to the left nor to the right, but looking at you. Not comparing ourselves to others, but looking at you. Give us ears, God, that are able to hear you. As you describe to us, Lord, who we are in you. And as you encourage us to stay the course, our names may not be in bright lights. Our names may not be known across the world. But you know us. And I'm so thankful, God, that you have appointed us. You are with us, God, in this time and season. And so, will you please, as we seek to meet with you in a special and unique way, God, will you, Lord, tune our ears to the frequency of your voice, that God, as we move into 2022, that God, it would be a year, Lord, that we are walking in step with you, that God, we are in step with how you are moving, in step with what, God, you are doing, all because we've taken time to prepare. We've taken time to allow you, God, to order, God, our lives. We come, we trust you with all of our hearts. God, we will acknowledge you in our ways with the expectation, God, that you, Lord, will indeed direct, God, our path. As we reserve time, speak. Help us, God, to capture what you have declared. Then enable us to work it out. But right now, just help us to consecrate time to you. To prepare, God, to hear you. to become kingdom oriented and kingdom focused. So that you, God, are honored. In Jesus' name.